You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys!
We have an interesting week full of planetary transits. In this week's astrology, there's a full moon in Scorpio, which will rev up the urge to take control of our circumstances. Mercury will shift out of its retrograde motion finally, allowing us to gain clarity on the things that were off kilter since the end of March. And it's a week where Venus is making the most alignments over these next 7 days, getting us to work on romantic issues and financial matters. With the vibes occurring over these next 7 days, good luck energy will be present all the way up until the 26th. So a vibe like this could rev up the urge to take action on opportunities. It can give us this feeling that fortunate moments are around the corner for us. And with this, we could really feel like our options are opening up in terms of what's going to be more beneficial to us. And since this fortunate energy will be with us throughout the week, it's going to overlap a few things going on from the 22nd to 24th. This is going to be connecting with mental and romantic tones, also with emotional sensitivity, and social energy blending in with this lucky tone. For this reason, because we have this mixed bag energy, there are going to be periods where our moods are going to feel flirty, they're going to feel jolly, we may have our moments where we're feeling more cerebral and more optimistic than typical, mixed in with some moments where we might feel moodier than typical. So in a way, we might feel all over the place throughout this week. Then from the 27th to 28th, romantic tones and psychic vibes will be present. Vibes like this could really enunciate the urge for a prosperous love life and cause us to seek out more amorous exchanges, more passionate exchanges, and overall more thrills when it comes down to our romantic scenarios. Also, we'll feel more in tune with our intuition and experience vivid dreams while also feeling more sensitive to energies than typical. Some of this is because of a Venus-Neptune aspect that's happening, and Mars is gearing up to conjunct Neptune the next week, so this is going to put in a big psychic tone into the air. So yeah, we have yet another interesting week for sure. Let's look at these next bunch of days and see what we can expect. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. Tuesday brings in a tone where we may feel ourselves getting a little out of hand when it comes down to romantic scenarios and anything to do with financial matters. Venus and Jupiter are going to be in a semi-sextile with one another, creating the need to just go too far. In other words, it could be a day where we might be splurging more than we should. It may be a day where we're deciding that it's our lucky day, and with all that good luck energy in the air to begin with, that's going to really rev that up. When it comes down to feeling like it's your lucky day, sometimes it's not always good to act on that, especially if it's something that's too good to be true, so we need to be aware of that, especially with some of the other stuff that's going on throughout the week. It's not to say we shouldn't capitalize on certain things, but we definitely want to make sure it is something that's solid. This could also rev up the urge to gorge on food, down a bunch of drinks, and really let our hair down when it comes to consumption overall. So that's something else we need to be aware of. Of course, there's nothing wrong with having too much fun. And if anything, as I always say with Venus and Jupiter aspects, especially hard Venus and Jupiter aspects, they're not the most harsh energies. But at the same time, we just have to make sure we're not going overboard. And this could also translate into our love lives as well. So this may be a day where we need to check ourselves when it comes down to over-the-top antics in our romantic scenarios, any unnecessary drama, or the need for a ton of admiration could end up backfiring on us if we're going too far with that type of stuff. By the time we get to the 25th, Mercury is going out of retrograde. And so now that this planet is stationary, it's going to be at full strength. Anytime planets are stationary, they tend to pack more of a punch than typical. And this is not to say something wild and crazy is going to happen, but we could really feel this energy potently on that day and find ourselves being in our heads for that reason. And really just trying to make sense of what's been going on over the last month. This has been one hell of a long Mercury retrograde saga. This planet went into its pre-shadow on March 18th, then began its retrograde motion on April 1st. And with the Mercury retrograde in the sign of Aries, I would say that this wasn't the most easiest retrograde. A lot of retrogrades have some harshness to this, but this one definitely packed a little bit of a bite more so than anything else in terms of Aryan themes. So with the Mercury retrograde in Aries, it gave us the opportunity to see where we weren't taking action on on things on the positive end. So it gave us an opportunity to review our goals or look at things that we put on the back burner and consider how we can take charge in our lives when it comes down to the things that we're passionate about. With a retrograde like this, it could have been a time to re-examine the importance of self-reliance, being assertive, being decisive. Also, it can have us looking at where we need to be more of an active participant in our life. Under this influence, it could have been a time to understand where we need better strategies in order to initiate an effective plan of action. So this could have been a thing where we're looking at maybe we need to stop taking shortcuts and doing things impulsively if we really want to get better results in our life. With something like this, it could have brought to our attention why we need to not rush things in general, especially when it comes down to paperwork. This is one of those retrograde and paired with Aries where it is crucial to go slow and look at all the details of a situation. Sometimes we just don't have the luxury just to get the meat and potatoes of a situation, especially when it comes down to documents, signups, projects, and things like that. So this could have showed us where we really need to work on taking shortcuts of things and reading through the fine print of something and understanding something fully. Another thing with this, since we're dealing with a Mercury retrograde, is communication. And so within Aries, this could have been a thing of thinking before we speak. In other words, there might have been moments where maybe our mouth was just going a mile a minute and saying the wrong things and reacting out of either emotions and anger or saying the first thing that comes to mind without editing ourselves. This may have been a retrograde where we had our foots in our mouth a little bit more than typical. So it really was a period to work on being overly blunt in a bad way. And with this, could have been a time to work on our levels of patience. It could have been a time of working on having a short fuse, lacking empathy, and also some selfishness that can come with this. So some of this could have been topics that came up during this retrograde. And now that we're coming to a closing point, of course, we still have the post-shadow. This is your opportunity to have more clarity about these things and have more momentum in terms of being able to take action on the things that need to shift in your life. The signs that felt this retrograde more than others is the cardinal modality. Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn, between 16 to 27 degrees of the zodiac position. So if you have planets or chart points in these signs within these degrees, you would have felt this retrograde way more than others. Mercury will go out of its post-shadow on May 13, 2024. The weekend brings in a bunch of Venus alignments and one Mercury retrograde post-shadow transit. So from the 27th to the 28th, we've got two complex Venus alignments that are occurring that could rev up relationship situations and financial matters. The first one we have is Venus making a semi-sextile to Mars, and this could lead to heated romantic exchange. Intricate transits with Mars and Venus tend to bring out impetuousness when it comes down to our romantic scenarios and temperamental problems as well. So this could lead to a day of enunciated reckless behavior that might lead to unintended outcomes as a result. So we really need to be aware of being over the top. We need to be aware of picking fights in order to gain some sort of upper hand in a situation or for attention or for makeup sex. Also, this is one of those energies where we may try to get our jollies off in an unconstructive way. And some of the stuff that I mentioned definitely is included with that, but that could also be reckless behavior when it comes down to intimate exchanges as well. Another way this could manifest is through overreacting about something that is perceived as a slight when it comes down to our dating situations or committed unions. And for that reason, there could be an emphasis on extra drama in relationships, argumentativeness, accusations, and things like that. This could also come out as built up resentment that was never spoken finally manifests itself. And for that reason, it'll finally kind of come to the surface and lead to a more argumentative, confrontational tone. On the other hand, in terms of healthy relationships, this is one of those energies that's fun and flirty in terms of bedroom antics and going on adventurous dates and just overall looking to do something exhilarating when it comes down to social situations. And that could be platonic situations or close one-on-one unions in terms of going out on an adventure. And with energy like this floating around through the air, even though it can be fun and romantic, we just need to be mindful of some of the harsher things that come with it. Because on the next day, on Sunday, Venus is going to be in a semi-sextile with Neptune, and we really need to check our perception when it comes down to our love lives and any financial situation. So it can create a haze concerning our love life and any monetary situation. For this reason, we may end up misreading cues that someone's attempting to give us. Sometimes this may be misreading things in terms of someone's flirtation towards us. Sometimes it may be just misunderstanding someone's behavior, and also just not seeing the details about something with someone, meaning we're missing the red flags when it comes down to someone. So it's a situation that we shouldn't pursue. An alignment like this can also lead to a day where we're having some uncomfortable truths and maybe some odd conversations when it comes down to to our love life situations, we can also come to a conclusion that maybe we're doing the wrong things when it comes down to our love lives, and it's led to self-abandonment. It's led to giving too much of us in order to win the approval of someone else. And of course, that type of stuff comes at a cost to us. So it could be a day of realizing that we really need to prioritize ourselves more. We need to heal from that sort of behavior, and the importance of setting boundaries with ourselves and others. On a monetary level, with that Venus Mars situation and with this situation, we really need to take a realistic approach when it comes down to our spending, because it can get a bit out of hand when it comes down to financials with this energy. We also had that Jupiter situation a couple of days prior to, so this is a week where we really need to be mindful of money matters and not overdo it when it comes down to splurging. But even though this is a very uncomfortable aspect, it is great for having a bit of clarity about what we need to do next. So there may be some sort of event or thing that happens that really kind of brings us back to reality when it comes down to our love life and finance. On that same day, Mercury is making its first post-shadow alignment, and it's happening to Saturn. And I'll say this is one of those transits that's pretty harsh. At the same time, I'm hoping it can mitigate some of the unrealistic energy in the air. The issue with this is it can be too sobering, so there's not a lot of balance in the air when it comes down to the alignments we're having over the weekend. Mercury in a semi-sextile with Saturn can tend to cause us to look at things too rigidly, too harshly, and more or less the brutal reality of it. So I'm hoping there's some mitigation between these two alignments. Otherwise, a transit like this can contradict some of the things with the Venus alignments that we have going on over the weekend. Venus and Mars and Venus and Neptune, even though they're harsh alignments, they tend to bring a social tone to them. But an alignment with Mercury and Saturn in a semi-sextile, that can lead to standoffish behavior. So it may be a day of just wanting to be to ourselves. We're feeling blah and we're needing to shut down our mind and our emotions for that reason. And because of this, we're just not feeling as receptive to other people as we might normally. And of course, because of this, we might come off distant. We might come off like we're blowing people off. We could have a day where we're trying to communicate with someone and they're not very responsive, or they're sending one word text messages and we're wondering if they're mad at us. And that may not be the case in an alignment like this. It may just be that that person is in their head and they're just not very responsive and just not open to communication at that moment. So yeah, it's an interesting week. Like I said before, it's a colorful week for sure. Do the best you can when some of these energies hit. The last week of April has an edgy tone, or the last full week of April has an edgy tone to it. So our moods are going to fluctuate through this week. However, even for all of that, there is a little bit of relief this coming up, so it could take some of the sting out there. Anyway, I hope you all have the best week ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.